Up and Adam, good morning. Welcome, SnowFam Breakfast, Simo and Jordan, for your Thursday. 5 minutes off that alarm at 6 o'clock.
We've passed the Wednesday hump day. It's almost the weekend, Simo.
Bit croaky there this morning,
Jordan. I know, it was a bit croaky. Anyway, there you go. Better now.
I am Kermit the Frog, but you're trying to take my mantle from me.
Yeah, exactly.
We got Khalid's talk on the way. Shepherd's Edge of the Night, of course, Thursday brings it back to, well, flashback. Throwback, rather.
I'm croaky. You don't know what you're saying.
Throwback track Thursday today. So you can get online, the Snow FM Facebook page, vote for which one you want to hear this hour. Hayley Steinfeld, Most Girls this morning on Snow FM Breakfast. It's thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissan.
And SMO, I don't want to overreact, but this article here has got me very worried.
Okay, you don't want to overreact, but you are. What are we dealing with? So this is the end of days of some kind or
something. Okay, let me read you the headline. Cockroaches could soon be impossible to kill.
Oh, that's pretty full on. Why? Like, are they've just like...
They're just becoming immune, just mutated, so that pesticides that we use don't work on them anymore. Researchers in America spent 6 months trying to eradicate German cockroaches, which is the most common one.
Yes, the German cockroaches are the toughest to destroy.
They spent 6 months trying to eradicate them from a low-rise apartment building and couldn't do it. That's very worrying because I live in a low-rise apartment building.
Oh, fair call.
The study used professional-grade pesticides, not just the stuff you get from Woolies. Actual professional pesticides.
So the professional pesticide is one that's applied by...
a professional.
Who's that bald actor? Jason Statham. Like, if you're going to call a if you need a professional in anything at all...
Call Jason Statham.
He's probably the guy.
Need a professional cockroach, get a ridderer of...
He's going to be
your
dude.
Call Jason Statham. You need a pool cleaner, you need a painter. Just call Jason Statham. He's not busy.
Yeah, so he'd kind of rock up, you know, grab the utensils that he needs to destroy the cockroaches and be, right.
Well, that's the thing, like...
Let's get rid of these cockroaches then.
Cockroaches, they're becoming immune to pesticides.
Hmm.
Luckily, though, they're not becoming immune to the bottom of my shoe.
Oh, right.
I whack them very hard.
So you can still destroy them in that way.
You can still destroy them in that way for now.
Okay.
For now.
Because cockroaches have been here since before dinosaurs, right?
Yeah.
They'll be here for a long time after we're gone.
Welcome our new cockroach overlords. Please don't hurt me too much.
Why don't we come to Brazil, a new one on Snow FM Breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissan. Simo and Jordan right here with you.
And from a brand new one to Throwback Thursday. It's what we do every single Thursday.
Looking into the past, I mean, do you ever have that thing where you can't get to sleep at night because you're thinking about all the dumb stuff you did as a kid?
Like every night?
Every night.
And what do you mean when I'm a kid? Just all the dumb stuff I do?
Yeah, all the stuff you did when you were a kid. Yesterday.
Yes, exactly. If you head on over to the Snow FM Facebook page, there's a post there. There is a poll going. Simo has picked a song. I have picked a song. I just looked quickly at the voting so far for the song that I picked. Not going well. I think I've only got one vote, and that's me.
Yeah, I think currently you're the only one. You're sitting at like a 17% buffer. So
this is my song.
I mean, nothing like a bit of Yellow by Coldplay, the beachfront there that
exactly.
He's like, he's getting all emotional and stuff.
Exactly. It's an emotional song for an emotional day.
For an emotional man. And then this one is what you're voting for on the Snow FM Facebook page as well. Something with a bit more, would you say venom? Beyoncé and Jay-Z together, stuff.
Yeah, Venom, it does have Venom, but, I mean, it lacks emotion.
Yeah, it really
that's
does.
That's what you need.
It lacks emotion, and it's literally called Crazy in Love.
Yeah, see, there's no emotion there at all, is there?
Vote for the one that you want to hear in the next 15 minutes by heading online to the Snow FM Facebook page. It is Snow FM Breakfast. You're waking up with Simo and Jordan.
Hey, Simo, I've got a little game for you to play here, a little quiz.
Oh, I love games.
It's called... Is it a slow news day or not?
Oh, okay, right.
So I'm going to read you this headline, and then you tell me whether it's a slow news day or not.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm set.
All right. Gordon Ramsay offers to teach Lil Nas X how to make a panini. That is the entire headline.
Just I cannot even begin to describe my feelings on this because have you heard Panini? I mean, I think I can get it for you, right? Because
what do you mean Panini? Does Lil Nas S have a song called Panini?
He's got a new song out called Panini.
And he doesn't know how to make Panini.
Yeah, correct. He doesn't know how to make one, but also it's like that's how – he's just very good at marketing, isn't he?
Yeah, now I think about it, this is a very clever marketing. Well done.
Yeah, you rookie.
Lil Nas X.
And so Gordon Ramsay's involved.
Yeah, so Ramsay.
Where's the lamb sauce?
Come on, man.
I just need a...
This is the lamb
sauce. Where's the lamb sauce?
There he is.
Well done on getting a Ramsay quote without him dropping that magical word.
The F-bomb.
Yes. I didn't think there was any. So essentially, Gordon celebrated hitting just a lazy 10 million monthly subscribers on his YouTube channel.
Right.
And celebrated by making a burger to celebrate, as you do.
Hmm.
Lil Nas X tweeted saying, "Can you teach me how to make panini? I'm still in London." Gordon said, "Name a date."
Right.
That's essentially that's what's going on. But so many questions have arisen. Like, how does Lil Nas X not know how to make a panini? It's essentially a sandwich.
I've got to be okay, right? Because I got to be completely honest with you. Don't actually know what a panini.
Do you not know what a panini is?
No.
It's like one of those sandwiches. It's like a panini bread. Essentially, it's a toasted sandwich, but they call it a panini instead of a toasted sandwich, so they can charge more money for it.
Ah.
That's essentially it.
Clever.
You get the bread. You get whatever you want to put in the bread. You toast it. Job done.
Fair enough. Dominic Fikes, three nights on 97.7 Snow FM. It is Simo and Jordan. He actually wrote that one in jail while he was doing time for battery.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Which is like one of those like misdemeanor kind of, you know, bit of physical kind of rough and tumble.
Battery. Oh, I thought it was like what you put in the remote, the TV remote at home, battery.
You do that as well.
You did it for stealing batteries.
Yeah. Dominic Fike there. And now it is time for Judge Simo. Now run us through what is it?
So essentially I've become a little bit addicted to watching Judge Judy of an afternoon.
Right.
I've got three of my favourite cases. I've got a little intro here.
Mm-hmm.
And Simo, I want you to guess what the case is about. I'm going to give you three options.
Oh, sweet.
And you can see if you can get it right.
All right, cool. I'm into this. Let's find out what the first one is.
Steve Schultz is suing his former friend, Giovanna Iovini.
Ooh. All
right. Why is Steve Schultz suing his former friend? Is it because A, he kicked his pet snake Fido, causing it to break its jaw? B, suing him for the cost of football tickets? Or C, suing him for throwing an empty beer can at his car window, causing the window to smash?
Look, let's play...
What do you reckon it is? Have a guess.
Let's play conservatively.
Yeah?
I'm going to go with number two.
Oh, so you think it's for the cost of football tickets?
Yeah.
All right, go on. Do you want to play the answer?
Yeah, sure.
Steve Schultz is suing his former friend, Giovanna Iovini, for the cost of Dallas Cowboys season tickets.
Yes, well thank done. You.
Well done, Simo. All right, do you want to see if you can make it two from two?
Yep. All right, let's do it. Here's number two.
Millicent Martin is suing her son, Michael Cooney.
All right, why is she suing his son? Is it for buying things on the mother's credit card when it was only meant to be used for emergencies only? Is it B, causing $826 worth of damage for a house party while his parents were away? Or C, unnecessarily smashing a window to break into his mother's car while drunk, not realizing the whole time he had the keys in his pocket?
I really, really hope that it is the third option. Can it please be the third option?
Is that what you're going with? You're locking in C?
Yeah.
All right, let's play it and see if you're right.
Millicent Martin is suing her son, Michael Cooney, for fraudulent charges on her credit card.
No!
Millicent says the card was supposed to be for emergencies only.
Slightly disappointing.
Slightly disappointing.
The last one.
You still won from one from two. That's, you know, 50%. You're perfectly average.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
See if you can prove that with third and final question number three.
My mum would be proud of me. Perfectly average Simo.
27-year-old healthcare aide Lisa Reed is suing her former friend, house cleaner Barbara Loth.
Ooh, right. House cleaner.
Why is she suing her house cleaning? Is it for A, not carrying out the work that she had promised?
Right.
B, over the course of 6-month period, stealing milk, bread and corn chips from the kitchen? Or is it C, breaking her toilet when she sat on it?
Okay, give me readout number two again.
Over the course of a 6-month period, stealing milk, bread, and corn chips from the kitchen.
Milk, bread. See, corn chips, that's a weird addition. Like, if you're going to steal some food, like, bread and milk, I can understand. fair option. But the corn chips...
What do you reckon it is? Are you going to go for that one?
The corn chips is effectively a red herring in this situation.
So which one, A, B or C? What one are you going to lock in?
And suing someone for sitting on the toilet and then destroying it? I'm going to go with that's probably not true.
Yeah?
All right, here it is, Jordan. I'm going in for...
So you're going B?
No, I'm going number one.
On number one, not A. carrying out the work that she had promised.
Not
All right.
carrying out the work that she has promised...
27-year-old healthcare aide Lisa Reed is suing her former friend, house cleaner Barbara Loth, for breaking her toilet when she sat on it.
No way!
It's my favourite Judge Judy case I've ever
seen. Did you watch that episode?
I did.
Okay, what? How?
Did she just sat on it and it broke and she claimed that the toilet seat was faulty? But I mean, I don't know how a toilet... I guess it could have a crack in it or something. And yeah, I mean, I don't want to give out any spoilers for what happened.
My goodness.
Or do you want a spoiler?
I want spoilers. Yeah, give us all of the spoilers. Nom 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 nom.
Yeah, she had to pay for the toilet seat.
As she should have.
Mm. Are you okay there? You just need a moment to recover from...
It's just...
So Judge Simo got 1 out of 3 correct.
I did.
Well, that's not bad, I guess. Is it? No, it is bad. What am I saying?
It is. It's horrendous. But what is even more horrendous is getting sued over your use of a toilet. Adam Lambert coming in hot with his latest one there on Snow FM Breakfast, and it is 20 minutes on the way to 8 o'clock.
Hey, Simo, are you a chess fan?
I actually play particularly well, not going to lie.
Really?
Have beat the...
there's a secret we've... that word I'm trying to say.
Unveiled?
I was going to go with unearthed.
Revealed?
Revealed.
Discovered?
I kind of did a mix of all four of them and just went...
Happened upon?
Yeah. So wait, how are you? Are you like you were a professional chess player back in the day?
No, but I have beaten the South Australian junior champion when he was at the height of his powers.
Ah.
It was in the back garden of his, not his omma, but because I got an omma, but he has a nonna.
Just because you have an omma, that means other people can have an omma too. That's not how it works.
In the back of his nonna's Italian herb garden, the chessboard was out.
Nice.
And he could not work out what had happened.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Anyway, the reason I bring up chess is because a chess piece, a 900-year-old chess piece, Lewis Chessman piece, was among one of the greatest artifacts of the Viking era, and it has been sold overnight.
900 years.
900 years old. It was originally bought back in 1964 for just $10. Simo, do you want to have a guess how much it went for at auction overnight?
Oh, goodness. Not a clue. I'm still trying to fathom the 900 years.
I know. That does take a little bit of time to get your head around.
Mm.
900 years. But go, have a guess. So, originally bought for just $10.
Originally bought for $10, sold at auction. Let's just go 10,000.
Look, you're off.
Did I overshoot?
No.
Oh, I didn't overshoot.
You ridiculously undershot.
All right, 100,000.
Still ridiculously undershooting.
No way. All right.
It's in the millions.
Tell me more. I clearly have no clue about it. I'm not a chess expert.
Sold overnight for 1.3 million Aussie dollars.
Right.
So the piece is 900 years old. It's a rook.
Oh, it's a rook.
Which, the rook, they're the castle-type ones that can only go straight and sideways. They can't go diagonally. Is that right? I'm not a chess expert.
Yeah, correct. It's the one right on the edge of the board.
Yes, so that's like, right. The two in the corners.
He kind of sits there for the entire game until business time. Mm. And then when, like, most of the pieces are gone...
Just comes in and just messes just like, stuff up.
Now is my time.
So a family, it's been living in their drawer for the last 50-odd years... And, decided, I wonder if this is worth much. And,
Frightening thought that it's just living in a drawer.
So, Simo, go home.
It's an inanimate object.
Go home, find your chess piece, hope that it's 900 years old, and then maybe you can become a millionaire.
Lauv and Troy Sivan. He's South African born, but from Perth, so we're going to claim him. I'm so tired, and we are, well, we have it now.
Do you reckon we can claim Lauv as well? I mean, he's American, but...
Why not?
Why not? Aussie Lauv as well.
All you need is a flag. Like, you know how you claim land? You just need a flag to stick it in the ground? Similar thing, just get one of those little flags and then just...
Or like one of the ones in the middle, in the top of cocktails?
Yeah, and then just kind of like pin it into their shoulder or something. That'll work.
Yeah, I don't think you can go around sticking flags into like people's shoulders.
Omar Idol is right now. It is thanks to Mountain Munchies. Good morning, Omar.
Australia can claim me, boys. I will be a proud Aussie any day, but please don't stick a flag in me.
I'll keep an eye on Simo to make sure he doesn't. Hey, Omar, we were talking about Judge Judy earlier. I've kind of become a little
Judge
bit addicted
Judy
to it.
Shindling.
Yes, are you a Judge Judy fan?
Oh, yes. That's how I model my hair.
Oh, really? Actually, now you mention it, it does look a bit Judge Judy-esque.
Oh, yes, and she says it's baloney. Oh, and she says you not tell the truth. When she says the baloney, it makes me laugh so.
What's your hairspray of choice, Omar? It looked very good when I was there on the weekend.
I make my own hairspray.
Oh, really?
From a fermented potatoes.
Full of surprises, Omar.
Oh, yes, crafty.
Look, Simo's not very happy about this conversation.
No,
now.
It's more the case of, like, you're surprised by this. Like, you're surprised that is, mate, I have seen it all in my youth.
Hey, Omar, can we get some of your potato hairspray for Simo?
Thank you so much. We used to make him socks from potato cases. We used to make lots of things for Simon.
It's actually
and
true.
He used to wear lipstick when he was a little boy. We
I don't remember that.
He still wears lipstick now.
Socks. It's so pretty.
But we actually had a potato company, 100% legit. You can look it up. You can Google it.
I will.
Gale and Co.
Gale and Co. Potatoes.
Farming potatoes in Woodside, South Australia. Like,
nice.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, Omar Idol right now it is thanks to Mountain Munchies. Omar, are you ready to perform for us this morning?
Oh, yes.
Let her rip.
I just can't get you out of my head. Boy, your loving is all I think about. I just can't get you out of my head. Boy, it's more than I dare to think about.
Omar!
Fantastic,
yes.
Omar.
Every morning that we speak to Omar.
Thank you, Jordan. You're so sweet to me.
Stop it. You're making me blush.
Do you guys want me to leave?
Cheeky boy.
Yeah, Simo, could you just give... Hey, Omar, can I just... would you be able to just text me that recipe for the potato hairspray? I'd quite like to give it a try.
No, it's a secret.
Oh, disappointed.
No. Family recipes stay in the family. Omar, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Are you able to sing it for us on the way out?
Oh, yes, sir.
All righty, it is Omar Idol. It is all thanks to Mountain Munchies. If you recognise these lyrics, score yourself a voucher. It is 64572977 is the number to call. Take it away, Omar.
I just can't get you out of my head. Boy, your loving is all I think about. I just can't get you out of my head. Boy, it's more than I dare to think about.
Omar!
Fantastic.
Love you.
Bye, boy.
We are in the middle of Omar Idol. That was a tricky one there. I'm not sure which one it was. But you are on Snow FM Breakfast with Simo and Jordan. Simo is here. He's just recovering from... he wasn't very happy with how I had a chat to Omar. Do you reckon the relationship's getting a bit...
strained?
Just strained?
You have no idea what you're messing with. Like, we just got through the Sebastian thing and Oppa sorting that out. And then Omar, she gets a little bit excited. This morning, though, for Omar Ida, we would like to welcome our first caller through. Good morning.
Morning.
Who have we got there?
Montana.
Montana, are you up on the way to the slopes this morning? How are you going to spend your Thursday?
I'm just heading up to work at Picture.
Ah, nice. So did you recognise the lyrics there that Omar was singing a little heart out to? What were the lyrics? Give it to us straight. Go for it.
Can't Get You Out of My Head by Kylie Minogue.
Well done. I think she's got it.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Perfect.
Is that song from your youth?
Yeah, definitely. It was like one of my favourite songs.
So good. All about the Kylie this morning on Snow FM Breakfast. Congrats, Montana. You've got hold of a Mountain Munchies voucher. Feel like a feed a little bit later?
Yeah, I think that's on the cards for today.
Awesome. Have a great one.
Thanks, guys.
Snow FM, now broadcasting on DAB Digital Radio in Canberra. So you can catch us in the capital. And it is the, well, the beginning of the end of Snow FM Breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissan, because 9 o'clock is well on the way.
It is. Hey, Simo, I've been trying to sort out internet at my place.
This has to be the longest running saga that I've... I mean, I've read Lord of the Rings, but this is next level.
It's been going on for ages, and we tried with one company, and they essentially turned around to us and said, yeah, look, we can't fix it. You have to fix it yourself. And I said, no.
How many weeks are we into?
I've lost count. But we've gone to...
Four or five, I think.
Many. Hopefully there's light at the end of the tunnel, because I've gone to another company. I was chatting to the lady from the call centre yesterday trying to sort it out. I think she was South African, I'm going to say, judging by the accent.
Typical you.
And all of a sudden she just starts bullying me.
Oh, really? Yeah, I was going to say, typical you just started, like, you know, hitting on the phone operator on the other side of the line in South Africa.
No, I wasn't.
Is that why she was bullying you, Jordan?
She did tell me the weather was quite nice in Cape Town. No, but I wasn't hitting on it. No, she's just going through getting your, you know, you have to give all your details, you know, your date of birth, your email, your address.
Yeah, you should probably...
Your name of your pets, your left kidney, you have to give them all this information. And then she asked for... how many dependents do I have? And I'm like,
How many dependents?
And she said, oh, no, it's like wife or kids or something like that. I was like, well, no, don't have any kids.
None that don't you have... know of is no, what you should have said.
No, I don't have any kids.
Because that's
just
what I
on
do.
The record. No kids.
It's the same thing that when you get asked about allergies, you say none known. Any kids? None known. Same thing.
No kids. Don't have a wife. She goes, oh, so you're single. I'm like, yeah, at the moment. She goes, oh, well, I'm sure you'll find someone one day. I'm like, hang on a second.
It just turned into you getting roasted.
You're meant to be selling me internet, not telling me how sad my life is.
Well, I mean, if you're considering, how about right now, if you can just give us your name, your date, your credit card details and your PIN number right now, Jordan, that'd be handy.
Let me think about that. No.